With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says recent trips to Trinidad and New York were about strengthening regulation and regional ties while opening new business doors. In a statement issued today, he said he joined a Cayman technical delegation at the 62nd Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary in Port of Spain, where meetings focused on international cooperation, anti-money laundering rules, and evaluation procedures. While in Trinidad, the premier met the Attorney General, the Foreign Affairs Minister, and the Justice Minister to discuss stronger bilateral relations, new trade route possibilities, the link between health and economic resilience, and potential economic synergies between the two countries. The premier also held talks with local industry associations in Trinidad on potential economic opportunities between the Cayman Islands and Trinidad and Tobago. In other news, government is spitballing, quote, elevated transport infrastructure solutions. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to an expression of interest, the Ministry of Planning is looking to partner up with companies for market research and industry engagement regarding innovative modular bridge, flyover, and elevated transport infrastructure solutions, quote, potentially suitable for application within the Cayman Islands. The expression of interest posted on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website will give the administration a better understanding of available technologies, delivery models, engineering considerations, and conceptual approaches which may support, quote, future transport infrastructure development initiatives. Particular interest exists in, quote, modular, prefabricated, or lightweight infrastructure systems suitable for Cayman's coastal, marine, and tropical environment. This could include modular bridge or flyover applications at key traffic congestion points, elevated transport infrastructure solutions through low-lying or environmentally sensitive areas, and rapid deployment infrastructure systems capable of supporting emergency response and post-disaster recovery options. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The ministry is stressing the EOI is issued strictly for information gathering, market research, and industry engagement purposes only. Finally,
for Underground Sessions this month, we have a special treat with Mr. Michael King Barnes.
Underground Sessions host Mikhail Campbell, a.k.a. Kyle Matrix, tells Radio Cayman Barnes will bring his signature blend of comedy, storytelling, and music.
So please come on down to Underground Sessions, our monthly night of creativity and community at the Prospect Playhouse. Doors open at 7. If you want to perform, get there early so you can get a slot.
It all happens tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Kuwait says an Indian national has been killed and at least 63 people injured, some seriously, in an Iranian drone strike on a terminal building at its international airport. Kuwait has expelled two Iranian embassy staff members. Lebanon's health ministry says two paramedics were killed and a third seriously injured by an Israeli strike in the south of the country. The attack came as a second day of talks got underway in Washington between diplomats from Israel and Lebanon. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said he's prepared to give a private briefing to lawmakers in Washington about Israel's nuclear weapons capabilities. The country's nuclear program is widely accepted to exist, but has never been publicly declared. The head of the World Health Organization says the number of suspected Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo has reduced significantly as testing ramps up. Officials in Indonesia have arrested the former head of the country's free school meals program, which has been plagued by mass food poisonings and allegations of corruption. It comes a day after Dadan Hindayana and two of his deputies were sacked. A court in Nigeria has sentenced four men to death by hanging for their role in an attack on a Catholic church in Ondo State 4 years ago. 41 people were killed in the assault. The interim president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, has arrived in Delhi for a five-day visit as India ramps up its oil imports from Caracas. The European Commission has set out proposals designed to help EU tech companies and reduce reliance on the United States and Asia. They include favouring European firms for providing computing services in sensitive public contracts such as defence. That's the latest BBC News.